From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Olivia Mizell. More than 300 protesters gathered in solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza and U.S. student activists at the University of Missouri yesterday. They called for MU to share how it invests its endowment fund and to cease funding any organizations that support Israel. Rasha Abusalem was at the protest.
That's definitely one of the demands of the students across the nation, is for actions to not only use student funds toward appropriate causes, they also want universities to be more public in their stance.
MU spokesperson Christian Basie says information about the university's use of endowment funds is available to anyone who asks for it. And the Missouri Department of Conservation has released its latest study of chronic wasting disease in Missouri's deer population. KSMU's Chris Drew has more.
Missouri sampled 37,000 deer for chronic wasting disease between July 2023 and April 2024. Of those, 162 tested positive for the fatal neurological prion disease. It was detected in 8 new counties in the state, but was found in less than a half of a percent of the total deer sampled.
We've been fighting it for over a decade, and we still have very low apparent prevalence when you look at states around us and compare.
That's Missouri Department of Conservation Wildlife Health Program Supervisor Deb Hudman. She says MDC has been aggressive in managing CWD since before it was first found here in 2012 through testing, containment, and targeted removal. Hudman says expansion of CWD is inevitable, but she hopes they can contain it as researchers develop new testing and management techniques. For KSMU News, I'm Chris Drew.
Missouri House Committee on Monday dismissed an ethics complaint against Speaker of the House Dean Plocker. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports, the chair of the committee attempted to read an email sent to her about the ethics investigation.
Members of the committee voted 7-2 Monday in favor of dismissing the complaint against Plocker. Representative Hannah Kelly, who chairs the committee, originally motioned to dismiss the complaint due to the committee's inability to complete the investigation, quote, as a direct result of obstruction of the process and intimidation of witnesses, unquote, by Plocker. Kelly also attempted to read an email sent to her about the investigation. The committee both stopped Kelly from reading the email in committee, as well as amended the motion to strip out the obstruction allegations. Kelly has been repeatedly criticized by supporters of Plocker for her handling of the investigation. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg.
Dozens of students at UMKC demonstrated yesterday afternoon in solidarity with pro-Palestine protesters at campuses across the country. Medical student Mahmoud Kutma is vice president of UMKC's chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine. He says the group wants the university to make a distinction between anti-Zionist protests and anti-Semitism. Protesters also want UMKC to stop investing its endowment in Israeli organizations that contribute to the mistreatment of Palestinians. Officials removed a tent that a protester set up on campus. I'm Olivia Mizell, KBIA News, Columbia.